Welcome, Terry Alderton, and special guest, Tim Vine.
What a pleasure to be here.
Brilliant. I do that voice so very well. It's one of my finest impressions.
Is it?
You're doing it how I do it.
Is it? You always say I sound like that when I do it. Hi, I'm Tim Vine. Hit the music, please.
Hit the music, please.
That's it. Hit the music, please. Sorry.
So, Terry, how did you come to be involved in this year's Balham Festival?
Well, John Maloney said to me, do you want to come and do it? And I said, I'd love to come and do it because, you know, this is when I was growing up as a comedian. This was one of my favourite gigs here at the Balham Banana in South London. And so when they said, would you like to do it? I thought it would be brilliant and I can come and get myself ready because I've just toured. So the idea is that I'm going to cut that tour show down for Edinburgh. But of course, in true me style, I'm adding to it and trying to cut down at the same time.
And Tim, would you ever be part of the Balham Comedy Festival?
Yes, I'd love to be. How about next year? It says here. but I agree with Terry. We would have started in this place, so this is kind of... in fact, they still do two rooms, don't they, on a Saturday night here?
Yeah.
And it's it was great, though, coming here and doing... You know, you'd be on first in one room and in the middle of the next or whatever, you know.
Yes.
Terry, will you tell us a bit about your show in Edinburgh this summer? What you're up to there? You're doing a few things?
Well, I'm doing the Shawshank Redemption. I'm playing Rooster, which is one of the unsavoury sodomites, shall we say. And
1970s car. I was a dolomite.
Such an idiot.
And so I'm doing that, which is great fun. Omid Jalali's playing the Red in it. It's a great cast. It really is a great cast. Some people go, it's a great cast, but it's really good, and we're all having a ball. Because, you know, sometimes there's a bit of an ego somewhere, but it's really, really nice. So that's good fun.
And then, that'll kick in week one, the ego thing.
I don't think it will, actually. Because the nice
how many of you is in it?
There are 10 of us, but what is really nice, there are 5 actors and 5 comics.
All right.
And the comics that are together are all good friends, like, you know, Owen and Dave Johns, Owen O'Neill and Dave Johns. And it makes it really nice because there's an equal sort of respect for each other, which is no silliness going on. And the actors are actors, you know. Mm. So it's actually really nice. And then I'll do my one man show at the Cabaret Bar.
And Tim, same for you. Tell us about your show.
Well, I'm doing this. It's a chat show. It's called the Tim Vine Chat Show, and it's basically I bring people out of the audience and I interview them. So it's not famous people I'm interviewing. It's people from the audience. That's it, really. I do a bit of stand up at the beginning and bring people up. It's great fun. It sounds like it might be rubbish, but it's mainly all right.
Will you have any time to see any shows?
Yeah, hopefully. Yeah. I'm only doing my show for an hour, and that leaves 23 hours to do with as I well. Imagine having a 23-hour show, and you only had that. You could only ever take in one other show. And mind you, you'd probably be late for it unless it was the venue was right next to yours. If you left after 23 hours,
I actually thought that through. That's true.
Well, you'd leave, and you'd probably leave.
No, you'd
10
have
minutes to get there, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Or be late for your own. Maybe do 22 and a half one night.
Terry,
silly sausage.
Terry, you've been in Edinburgh lots. What's your worst memory up there?
Nice positive question.
All of it.
The day I was glassed in the.
Worst memory of Edinburgh.
Keep it light. So I'm just like kicking yours. That's
to be completely honest with you, I can't think of any bad. I think
what's your best memory up there? Happiness. We always have a laugh, don't we?
No, we do. We potter about.
Yeah, we hang around together.
We have a few coffees and another
coffee. We do this thing actually, which we did we haven't really done it in Edinburgh so much, I don't think. But when we did the Melbourne Comedy Festival together, and. There's a very long straight roads in Melbourne where we say goodbye to each other if we're going off. We go off and we start walking away and we just keep turning around and waving to each other, but like for like, you know, half a mile. Every now and again I think we must have finished now and there'll be a whistle from miles away. I look and I see him like that in the distance waving.
Yeah. It probably doesn't quite
work. It's just something that we enjoy doing. If it's a straight road and we're saying goodbye on a straight road, we wave for ages.
Tim, what about your best heckle?
Go Hang Yourself Blondie was a good one.
I never said that to you. I bet it was in Southend.
Well, it was a long time ago, Blondie. It was in the Comedy Store a long, long time ago.
Terry, are you just going to tell us a little bit about your voices? What are these voices in your head?
Well, to be completely honest with you, they were these things that were bugging me, and I remember laying on the front of my bed. I was laying on the bed, front net, you know, face down, in floods of tears. And my wife said to me, she said... you've got to do something about this. And I said to her, I don't know what I'm going to do. And she said, well, you need to do stand-up again. And I said, well, if I do that, everyone will go, look who's back. And she said, do you think everyone's talking about you?
My dad used to say that.
Yeah.
He used to go, do you think everyone's talking about... Do you think everyone's thinking about themselves?
Yeah, yeah, true.
They're not thinking... I've got news for you, mate. That's what he said. I've got news for you, mate. They're all thinking about themselves.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's very true, isn't it?
It's true. And, well, that, yes. And that was the point that I thought, right, you, these mixed-up voices in my head are going to come on stage with me. So I just thought it was by fluke, really, that one night I was just... You know, turning around and voicing what I actually was thinking.
Hang on a minute, you're not telling me that that voice you do when you turn around is a voice in your head.
Those voices in my head, that's true, yeah.
But they're not audible voices in your head, are they? I don't, you know what I mean? You know what I'm saying by that? I mean, when you turn around and do.
Yeah, no, some of them are devices to set up jokes.
Yeah, I know that, but what I mean is they're not based on an actual voice you've heard in your head, are they? I'm asking you.
Yeah, they are.
Holy smoke.
They are. They are. There's more than one.
I wasn't talking to you.
No, there are. I've got several going on up there. I would like to bring a few more out, but I just think it'd be too confusing for the audience.
Terry, what's the most disturbing thing one of the voices have said?
Oh, you don't want to know that, honestly. Oh, to be honest with you, it'd be too twisted, too debauched, and no one will even have the... ability or the truth to admit that they have the same thought.
Can I ask him a nice question? When was the last time you skipped through a meadow?
Last weekend.
We are very lucky that here in Balham you can practically say whatever you like without the threat of being thrown into jail.
I said the other day, sorry, just on that subject, I was saying the other day, I was talking to someone, my friend Eddie actually, and we were discussing that actually choices. Because it came out that I was doing some stuff, I've been doing this stuff, some bits in a school, talking to kids who are a bit underprivileged about comedy and whatever. And I said to this girl, well, what's the problem? She went, well, it's boring. I said, well, why is it boring? She went, no, it's just boring. It's in this country, it's boring. And I said, let me say something. I've been all around this world, and what you've got to understand is you have choices, and every day you have a choice, and you have to realise that that choice is a gift. You don't know it now. She was only probably 14, so it's probably a bit hard for her, but I said, you know, and I suddenly then realised, actually, what I'm saying here is, it's brilliant that we live in this world, we don't realise that, you know, from turning on a tap, or just saying what you want to say about absolutely anything, be it the Queen, or anything you want to say, and no one's going to get a problem with you. And
that, preach that, it, brother.
That, but it's a gift, isn't it? It's a wonderful
true.
Gift to have,
we
that
are.
We don't realise how blessed we are, that, having a choice is an amazing thing to have.
I often say to my friends, we're the lucky ones, and it's very true.
What does free speech mean to you?
It means you can talk without thinking about what you're... Well, you haven't got to pay before you talk. Is that what free speech is?
Yeah, I totally agree. I think that's a beautiful thing. No, no, but it is. I mean, you're laughing, but it is that.
No,
the chance that you can...
I
don't have to think before I say it, unless, of course, you know, I'm going to offend someone, you know, like a friend or something. Go, Tim, you know what, you don't really should have worn that top. But, you know, that's... But, yeah, it's a wonderful thing that I don't think we realise... You know, until it would be taken away, that you have this wonderful gift.
It's a strange sort of way when you have those voices that talk. Your free speech has been taken away.
Yeah, it has. Yeah. Well, they're in control.
Is there anything comedians shouldn't joke about?
No, nothing.
Yeah. Well, I think there are some things.
I don't think there is.
No, it's not. I think. Do you know what I think?
Okay,
overall,
I see your point.
I don't think there's things that you. I think basically people should be able to joke about anything. But at the same time, you slightly should be sensitive about whoever your audience is.
I don't think you should just absolutely rib someone for the sake of ribbing someone, or bullying. That's a different thing. But I think if you want... When I started the comedy circuit...
It's common sense, normally,
with
subjects,
isn't it? Hold on, let me just say something. You know, and it's something I go
against
now.
If you've got an audience of pensioners, you don't go out there and say... You know, I hate pensioners, they should all die. And whereas if you had an audience of 18-year-olds, I can't think of a joke that would start
Hold on, when I started doing comedy, you know, and we started in the good old days of the alternative circuit, there were rules, you know, you don't do the isms, you know, there would be racism, homophobic, that kind of thing, you know. And which is
fine. Well,
that's
true, so you can't do that, can you?
No, but I don't believe that you can't do that. I don't think there should be rules. If I want to do it, right, and I want to hang myself in front of an audience, then that's down to me.
Oh, no, true, you should be allowed
to.
But taste-wise, people say that...
Yeah, taste is different to whether there are rules. I don't believe there should be any rules in comedy.
Yeah, but it's funny, isn't it? Because I just think you can't make a law one way or the other, because the truth is you have to be... It's common sense, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Most of the time you have to apply common sense, because you can't go on to a stage and and tell people to go and
no, but if you're gonna, if you're gonna preach ignorance, you know, then you'll be found out by the audience that I want to entertain me myself personally, who I want to entertain, then they wouldn't suffer in the first place.
I knew all those words, but I didn't understand the sentence. Sorry, go on.
Terry Alderton, Tim Vine, thank you very much.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
I'm gonna go.
You haven't been recording this, have you? Where's my agent?